This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Serotide. Active ingredients, fluticasone propionate / simeterol xenophote. This leaflet provides important information about using Serotide. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Serotide. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Serotide? Serotide contains the active ingredients fluticasone propionate and simeterol xenophote. Fluticasone propionate belongs to a group of medicines known as corticosteroids, frequently called steroids. They are not anabolic steroids, which are the steroids sometimes misused by athletes. Corticosteroids have an anti-inflammatory action. They reduce the swelling and irritation in the walls of the small air passages in the lungs, and so help you to breathe more easily. Corticosteroids are used to treat asthma and COPD. Simeterol xenophote is a bronchodilator. A bronchodilator keeps the breathing tubes in your lungs open, and relieves the symptoms of asthma and other chest conditions. The effects of simeterol xenophote last for up to 12 hours. When taken together regularly, fluticasone propionate and simeterol help to control your breathing difficulties. Serotide is used to help with asthma and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, in people who need regular treatment. Asthma is a condition affecting the lungs. Symptoms of asthma include shortness of breath, wheezing, chest tightness, and cough. Two main causes of asthma symptoms are bronchoconstriction, tightening of the muscle surrounding the airways, and inflammation, swelling and irritation of the airways. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, is a long-term condition affecting the lungs, resulting from chronic bronchitis, or emphysema. Symptoms of COPD include shortness of breath, cough, chest discomfort, and coughing up phlegm. The COPD symptoms are mainly due to bronchoconstriction, tightening of the muscles surrounding the airways, and inflammation, swelling and irritation of the airways. Do not use this medicine to treat a sudden attack of breathlessness, as it will not help you. You will need a different type of medicine, e.g. Ventolin, salbutamol, which you must not confuse with Serotide. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. This medicine is not addictive. This medicine is available only with a doctor's prescription. Serotide is available as a dry powder device called an Accuhaler and a metered dose inhaler, MDI, also known as an inhaler. Serotide Accuhaler. 100/50, 250/50, 500/50. Serotide MDI. 50/25, 125/25, 250/25. What should I know before I use Serotide? Warnings. Do not use Serotide if you are allergic to fluticasone propionate, or simeterol xenophote, lactose monohydrate, or milk proteins. This applies to Accuhaler only, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Symptoms of an allergic reaction may include wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, eyelids, lips or mouth, tongue, or throat, chest pain, or tightness, hay fever, or lumpy rash, or fainting. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. The expiry date, EXP, printed on the pack has passed, or if the packaging is torn and shows signs of tampering. If it has expired or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. Check with your doctor if you have any allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. Have any other medical conditions, including thrush in your mouth, tuberculosis, diabetes, a thyroid condition, high blood pressure, or a heart problem, low blood potassium levels. Are taking other steroid medicines by mouth or inhalation? Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with serotonin and affect how it works. These include beta blockers used to treat high blood pressure, hypertension, ketoconazole used to treat fungal infection, ritonavir used to treat HIV infection. These medicines may be affected by serotonin, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect serotonin. How do I use serotonin? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the box, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much to take? It is very important that you use the medicine regularly every day. Do not stop treatment, even if you feel better, unless told to do so by your doctor. Do not change your dose, unless told to by your doctor. If you're breathless or wheezing more often than normal, tell your doctor. Acuhaler. Asthma. Adults and adolescents 12 years and older. Your doctor will prescribe one of three different strengths of serotonin Acuhaler for you, depending on the severity of your condition. Serotonin Acuhaler 100/50, 100 micrograms of fluticasone propionate and 50 micrograms of sametiril, or Serotonin Acuhaler 250/50, 250 micrograms of fluticasone propionate and 50 micrograms of sametiril, or Serotonin Acuhaler 500/50, 500 micrograms of fluticasone propionate and 50 micrograms of sametiril. The usual dose is one puff from your Acuhaler twice a day. Children 4 years and older. The usual dose is one puff from your Serotonin Acuhaler 100/50, 100 micrograms of fluticasone propionate and 50 micrograms of sametiril twice a day. No information is available on use of Serotonin Acuhaler in children under 4 years old. COPD. Adults. Your doctor will prescribe one of two different strengths of Serotonin Acuhaler for you. Serotonin Acuhaler 250/50, 250 micrograms of fluticasone propionate and 50 micrograms of sametiril, or Serotonin Acuhaler 500/50, 500 micrograms of fluticasone propionate and 50 micrograms of sametiril. The usual dose is one puff from your Acuhaler twice a day. MDI. Asthma. Adults and adolescents 12 years and older. Your doctor will prescribe one of three different strengths of Serotonin MDI for you, depending on the severity of your condition. Serotonin MDI 50/25, 50 micrograms of fluticasone propionate and 25 micrograms of sametiril, or Serotonin MDI 125/25, 125 micrograms of fluticasone propionate and 25 micrograms of sametiril, or Serotonin MDI 250/25, 250 micrograms of fluticasone propionate and 25 micrograms of sametiril. The usual dose is two puffs from your inhaler twice a day. Children 4 years and older. The usual dose is two puffs from your Serotonin MDI 50/25, 50 micrograms of fluticasone propionate and 25 micrograms of sametiril twice a day. No information is available on use of Serotonin MDI in children under 4 years old. COPD. Adults. Your doctor will prescribe one of two different strengths of Serotonin MDI for you. Serotonin MDI 125/25, 125 micrograms of fluticasone propionate and 25 micrograms of sametiril, or Serotonin MDI 250/25, 250 micrograms of fluticasone propionate and 25 micrograms of sametiril. The usual dose is two puffs from your inhaler twice a day. Follow the instructions provided and use Serotonin until your doctor tells you to stop. When to take Serotonin. Your doctor has chosen this medicine to suit you and your condition. Serotonin is used to help with asthma and COPD in people who need regular treatment. It is very important that you use your Serotonin every day, twice a day. This will help you to keep free of symptoms throughout the day and night. Take your medicine at about the same time, each day. Taking it at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. It does not matter if you take this medicine before or after food. Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. This medicine helps to control your condition, but does not cure it. It is important to keep taking your medicine, even if you feel well. How to take Seretide? The medicine and Seretide should be inhaled into your lungs. Seretide must only be breathed in through the mouth. The full instructions for using Seretide are given on a leaflet inside the pack. If you have any difficulties or do not understand the instructions, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you find it difficult to use your Seretide MDI, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. It may be better for you to use something called a spacer device. Your doctor or pharmacist will explain what this is and how to use it. If you change the make of spacer you use, this may alter the amount of drug delivered to the lungs. You should let your doctor know if your asthma symptoms worsen. Accuhaler. Your Seretide Accuhaler is hygienically protected. It requires no maintenance and no refilling. MDI. If your Seretide MDI is new and you have not used it before, you should release puffs into the air until the counter reads 120 to make sure that it works. If your Seretide MDI has not been used for 1 week or more, you should release 2 puffs into the air before use. Each time a puff is released, the number on the counter will count down by 1. In some cases, dropping the inhaler may cause the counter to count down. Cleaning. Your inhaler should be cleaned at least once a week as follows. 1. Remove the mouthpiece cover. 2. Do not remove the canister from the plastic casing. 3. Wipe the inside and outside of the mouthpiece and the plastic casing with a dry cloth or tissue. 4. Replace the mouthpiece cover. Do not put the metal canister into water. Use your medicine as your doctor has told you. If you are not sure, ask your doctor or pharmacist. After using Seretide, some people find that their mouth, throat, or tongue becomes sore, or that their voice becomes hoarse after inhaling this medicine. It may be helpful to rinse your mouth with water and spit it out after using your Seretide. Tell your doctor, but do not stop treatment unless told to do so. If you forget to use Seretide, Seretide should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and use your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, use it as soon as you remember, then go back to using it as you would normally. Do not use a double dose to make up for the dose that you missed. If you become wheezy or feel tight in the chest before the next dose is due, use a reliever puffer in the usual way. You should get relief from your reliever puffer within a few minutes. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you use too much Seretide, if you think that you have used too much Seretide, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 in Australia, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Symptoms of an overdose may include rapid heartbeat, increased rate of breathing, significant muscle tremor, headache, increased blood pressure, increased blood sugar, glucose levels. If you are not sure what to do, contact your doctor or pharmacist. What should I know while using Seretide? Things you should do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Seretide. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who treat you that you are taking this medicine. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are taking this medicine. It may affect other medicines used during surgery. It is important that all doctors treating you are aware that you are on inhaled steroids. If your body is stressed by, for example, severe infection, surgical operation, an accident, etc., you may need steroid tablets or injections for a time. If you become pregnant while taking this medicine or are trying to become pregnant, tell your doctor immediately. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you are taking this medicine. It may interfere with the results of some tests. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Tell your doctor if, for any reason, you have not used your medicine exactly as prescribed. Otherwise, your doctor may think that it was not effective and change your treatment unnecessarily. Call your doctor straight away if you think you may be having an allergic reaction, experience a change in your vision, notice any symptoms listed in Section 6. Things you should not do. Do not take Seretide 2, treat any other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you, or their symptoms seem similar to yours. Do not stop taking your medicine, or change the dosage without checking with your doctor. If you stop taking it suddenly, your condition may worsen, or you may have unwanted side effects. If possible, your doctor will gradually reduce the amount you take each day, before stopping the medicine completely. Driving, or using machines. This medicine is not expected to affect your ability to drive the car, or operate machinery. It is prudent to be careful driving, or operating machinery, until you know how Seretide affects you. Looking after your medicine. Keep your Seretide in a dry place where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius, away from direct heat, or sunlight. If your Seretide MDI becomes very cold, it may not work properly. Keep your inhaler away from frost. Warning: the Seretide MDI metal canister is pressurized. Do not expose to temperatures higher than 50 degrees Celsius. Do not burn it, or puncture it, even when it is empty. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. If your breathing or wheezing gets worse straight after using your Accuhaler or MDI, stop using it immediately and tell your doctor as soon as possible. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Mouth or throat. Hoarseness. Soreness of mouth, throat, or tongue. Soreness in the esophagus. Cardiovascular. Increased blood pressure. Increase in heart rate. Pain. Headache. Muscle cramps. Pains in joints. Skin. Skin rash. Bruises. Anxiety and behavioral changes. Sweating, trembling, feeling nervous or anxious. Sleep disturbances. Unusual activity and irritability, mainly in children. Other. Slowing of growth in children and adolescents. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Allergic reaction. Wheezing or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, eyelids, lips or mouth, tongue or throat. Chest pain or tightness. Hay fever or lumpy rash, hives. Fainting. Respiratory. Pneumonia, lung infection. Shortness of breath. Cardiovascular. Irregular heartbeat. Ocular. Eye problems, e.g. cataract, glaucoma. Other. Rounded face. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Some side effects, for example changes in blood sugar, glucose level, blood pressure, or loss of bone density can only be found when your doctor does tests from time to time to check your progress. Taking high doses of steroids for a long time could affect the adrenal glands, which make the body's own steroid. Your doctor may do tests to check how the adrenal glands are working. Your doctor will be able to answer any questions you may have. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Seretide contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Fluticasone propionate. Sumetirizinafote. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Accuhaler. Lactose monohydrate, which contains milk protein. MDI. HFA-134A, a CFC-free propellant. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Seretide looks like. Accuhaler. Seretide Accuhaler is a molded plastic inhaler device containing a foil strip with 28 or 60 blisters. Each blister contains 100 or 250 or 500 micrograms of the active ingredient fluticasone propionate. The amount depends on which strength of Seretide you have been given. Each blister also contains 50 micrograms of the active ingredient Sermeterol. Each different strength of Seretide is represented by a different shade of purple on the carton and Accuhaler labels. Each blister also contains lactose monohydrate as a carrier. The blisters protect the powder for inhalation from the effects of the atmosphere. The Accuhaler device has a dose counter which tells you the number of doses remaining. It counts down from 28 or 60 to 0. The numbers appear in red when the last 5 doses have been reached. Never use your Accuhaler if the dose counter reads 0. When the counter shows 0, your Accuhaler is empty and should be disposed of. MDI. Seretide MDI consists of a plastic casing which contains a small metal canister. The casing has a mouthpiece which is covered by a cap. Each canister contains 28 or 120 doses of the medicine. Each dose contains 50 or 125 or 250 micrograms of the active ingredient fluticasone propionate. Each dose also contains 25 micrograms of active ingredient Sermeterol. The amount depends on which strength of Seretide you have been given. The canister has a counter attached to show how many puffs of medicine you have left. The number of puffs left will show through a window in the back of the plastic casing. Each time the canister is pressed, a dose of the medicine is released, and the counter will count down by 1. You should consider getting a replacement when the counter shows the number 020. Do not use your Seretide MDI if the counter shows 000. When the counter shows 000, you must dispose of your Seretide MDI. Never try to alter the numbers on the counter or detach the counter from the metal canister. The counter cannot be reset and is permanently attached to the canister. Who distributes Seretide? GlaxoSmithKline Australia Pty Ltd. Level 4, 436 Johnston Street, Abbotsford, Victoria 3067, Australia. Seretide Accuhaler. 100/50-OSTAR-7-0-0-8-9. 250/50-OSTAR-7-0-0-9-1. 500/50-OSTAR-7-0-1-7-4. Seretide MDI. 50/25-OSTAR-1-2-0-6-6-1. 125/25-OSTAR-1-2-0-6-6-2. 250/25-OSTAR-1-2-0-6-6-3. This leaflet was prepared in August 2021. Trademarks are owned by or licensed to the GSK Group of Companies. 2021 GSK Group of Companies, or its licensor. Version 6.0.